Diamond Head by Patrick Robinson. Narrated by Charles Leggett.
Prologue. The boardroom of Montpellier Munitions was constructed inside concrete and lead walls sufficiently thick to suffocate a nuclear reactor. Each night it was swept for electronic listening devices, and each day the business of international arms dealing was planned and executed within its confines. This was the smooth business end of the industry, the trading room occupied by sleek, distant men, way above and beyond the screaming factory floor below, where high-explosive material was moved around on hydraulic loaders, and reinforced metal was cut and molded into the 21st century's most refined state-of-the-art guided missiles. Montpellier was one of the least known, most secretive arms manufacturing plants in France, set deep in the 150-square-mile forest of Orléans on the north bank of the River Loire, east of the city. Rumors suggested the Montpellier chairman, Henri Fauche, had parted with upwards of 5 million euros, bribing officials to permit the construction of the arms factory in the middle of one of the great protected national forests of France, a place where herds of deer still roamed and wild nesting ospreys were vigilantly guarded. In the normal way, anyone presenting such an outrageous proposal would have been shown the front door of the planning department. But Henri Fauche was no ordinary applicant. In fact, it was highly likely that Henri Fauche, at 48, would become the next president of France. This morning, his three principal executives, the men who